1350 KMAN.
Happy Tuesday morning. Welcome to a fully operational news studio. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and we have a top shelf show for you this morning. This is the good stuff right here. It's City Day. We got Mayor Linda Morris of Manhattan and City Manager Ron Fear in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are we doing? You feeling top shelf?
Absolutely.
Top shelf.
Top right. shelf. This is the good stuff.
It's an interesting term.
Expensive, but you get your money's worth.
We'll see if we can incorporate that in the meeting tonight.
We can live up to it.
Packs a punch. You'll spend a little more, but you get the value.
Absolutely.
For sure. Although this is free because it's radio and we got great sponsors.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
It works out great. We've got a city commission meeting tonight and a lot of things on the commission, a lot of things to talk about today. But I guess we'll just start off with the big thing with the commission meeting agenda tonight.
Sure. And we've got a pretty full agenda. We've got five general agenda items, the first of which is I think exciting for the community, and this is first consideration of an economic development application for Ultra Electronics ICE Incorporated, formerly ICE Corporation, that have been in Manhattan for about 40 years. Started out, company was started by three K-State students in their dorm room looking at expanding science and with electronic circuit board development. So they have grown into company locally that has a number of employees, about 54 currently. They were acquired back in 2014 by Ultra Electronics Holding Company out of the United Kingdom, which has a number of different components, but both are strong in aviation parts. That's one of the things that the local company has done with some de-icing equipment. I know they do a lot of work with Cessna, and so we're excited about them expanding. They're currently on Amherst Avenue, kind of in the industrial area there of East Amherst Avenue, just east of Seth Childs, and they're looking at constructing a 5.7 million dollar, 45,000 square feet building in the Manhattan Business Park out adjacent to the airport. We've worked with them. There is a possibility of expansion at that location too, which could lead to a through the fence operation with the airport so that they could service in the future planes that might land and be able to taxi into their facility for storage and maintenance purposes or upgrades to their circuit boards or whatever the case may be. So we think it's a great opportunity. There were a lot of competition for this expansion nationwide, and so we're excited that we're going to be able to hopefully keep them here with this incentive package. We've got they're looking at adding about 33 additional jobs to their operation here, and we're looking at an incentive package of up to about $745,000 for that, as well as some land in the business park, as I said.
Is that in total, or is that over a few years?
It's in phases, so there's about $100,000 that would be awarded when they get their building permit. Another $300,000 that would be awarded when they complete their building, get their certificate of occupancy. There'd be another $330,000 at their one-year anniversary of the certificate of occupancy. And then there's additional incentives of about $115,000 for jobs of those 33 employees as they're created over a 10-year period. So they would get $3,500 per job that meets those requirements.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that because I know there's something we had in our state news, I believe it was a couple of weeks ago or maybe 3 weeks ago, that when you do a lot of news, you don't really have a reference of time anymore after a while. But I believe it was 3 weeks ago, and it was a news story talking about the incentive projects and or incentive deals, and I think it was mainly focusing on Wichita and one of the, I want to say Cargill was a part of that, and looking at those requirements. And I know that kind of varies by city, but it sounds like with what Manhattan's doing here, this seems like there are some some things that the business does need to do to keep qualifying for those.
Absolutely. So they have to maintain the existing jobs and then the stipulations that will be required for the new jobs created have to be met before they get credit for those.
And that's not new.
A continual. No, that's been, you know, our model is, you know, we provide assistance with it's a return on investment model. And so obviously you're going to build a $5.7 million building, a 45,000 square feet. There's going to be tax advantages to the city immediately from that component. There's going to be advantages to all the units of government from that component, as well as the jobs that will be created and retained. So,
and there's been examples of this, I think.
Yeah,
I think
this is pretty typical of how we've structured most of our agreements, and most of them are helping them once they've spent money to make improvements or hired employees and so on.
Fair enough.
Okay. So that the way that works is there's a first consideration tonight, and then the commission can vote to advance it to a second consideration, which would be at the next meeting, and ask for any additional information they may want what the company's plans are and that aspect of things.
I believe Congressman Roger Marshall was there visiting last Friday. I think when everybody was in town that last Friday when we had Sonny Perdue, the U.S. Secretary of Ag. But Mayor, I didn't mean to cut you off, your thoughts on incentive deals like that?
Just that, you know, in 2012, we had a half-cent sales tax referendum, and the citizens in this community decided to commit a half-cent sales tax for the next 10 years, and it was divided among infrastructure and
job incentives,
which this crosses into, and economic development. And quite frankly, I've been a real advocate of hanging on to it. Hanging on to that money. It'd been so easy to have paved a road or, you know, done something that you can touch with that. But it's so important that we do this kind of economic development work. And, you know, hooray, for us, it's one of our local companies.
And there was some property tax relief
associated
with that.
Well,
one,
that's true. Yeah. So it's, it seems like the kind of thing that we've been looking for to commit. And I, you know, rather than just frittering it away, 100,000 here, 50,000 there. We want it to keep it in a sufficient amount that we can really have some the good bangs for our buck, I guess is the way you'd say it.
Brady Bowman here with Manhattan Mayor Linda Morris, who you just heard speaking. Also got City Manager Ron Fear in the studio. Do you want to remind folks, phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. And just before we go to break, and we'll move on the agenda on the other side of the break, but before we move on to that break, I mean, that is the key with these sort of incentive packages, right? It's just kind of having that balance, because you don't want to just, you know, give away too much and not have return on it. You want to make sure there's a balance on that is good for the city, good for taxpayers, and good for the business as well.
Correct. We want to use the taxpayers' money wisely and make good investments and reward folks for performance that they've done in the actual things. And I would just the neat thing about this is the third project in the business park that we've had in just a little over a year. So three lots being developed out there, which we haven't seen for quite a while.
What are those other two?
So one was Kansas Gas Service is locating a regional facility there is the more recent one, and then the name of the company, but it's in a local expansion, again, that's moving out there, and it's a spec rental facility where the local businessmen are putting up the building and renting it to the provider. But it's associated with some of the K-State research. Oh, it's Pioneer Seed. Yeah, Pioneer Seed is expanding out there.
Sometimes it takes a while. So we develop an area like that business park out there, and it takes a while to infill. Same with like Colbert Hills. It's a huge 1,000-acre project, and the original plan was 20 years it would build out. Well, it's not quite built out yet, but if you build it, they will come. And so that seems like the best approach to look at some of this.
And it's baseball season, so it's always good to drop that.
There you go.
Drop that line. Let's go ahead and take our first break of the hour. We'll come back and talk more city issues with Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse and City Manager Ron Fear here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
Congratulations, you found the perfect partner and decided to get engaged. Now you need a second perfect partner, Fifleys.
While you might begin your engagement ring search online, you'll definitely